This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 25 years ago today, the Family and Medical Leave Act was signed into law. This gives American workers time to care for newborns or loved ones who are sick. Yet the U.S. lags behind most developed countries in this area, and there are calls to update this. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
FMLA grants most U.S. workers 12 weeks of leave. Pranita Gupta with the Center for Law and Social Policy says, for most, it's unpaid.
It doesn't help with their family's economic security. So people end up dropping out of the workforce.
President Trump's State of the Union address called for paid family leave, but it's not clear what form that would take or how it would be funded. A Republican-sponsored plan would incentivize businesses to offer it by giving them tax credits. A Democratic plan would use a modest payroll tax. Meanwhile, more businesses are just offering paid leave. Emily Schwerin-White co-owns WS Badger, which makes organic body care products. It gives 2 weeks of medical leave whenever it's needed, plus an additional 3 weeks for newborn bonding.
We didn't actually take the time to calculate how much that would cost. It felt like the right thing.
She says the decision helps retain employees. I myself will be back here in a couple months. From today, I'm taking paternity leave so I can bond more with this guy. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.